So many kids' movies, the kind that make their way to the multiplex, seem like adult movies in disguise, filled with smart-alecky adult humor that doesn't really fit a child's sensibility. When you see movies that do speak to that sensibility, you can really tell the difference. Several of the films being shown at the 10th Annual UH Manoa Kids First Film Festival celebrate children's fascination with the natural world. Ann Brandman of the UH Outreach College has been putting the festival together. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning to you.
My memories of childhood have to do with a lot of things that were sort of sailing over my head and wanting to sort of say, wait a minute, I do understand that. You know, I'm six, I'm not five or whatever. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The whole idea of a kid wanting to tell the world that he's a little more aware than the world might know. Do you feel that sometimes?
About my past or about kids today?
Well, about kids in general.
Well, sometimes I feel they know more than I do and that I've basically forgotten a lot that they know as I've grown older.
Absolutely.
So they're more aware of things, and they're certainly more aware of the natural world and adventure and more open in a lot of ways. Fear is sort of gripped as we get older sometimes.
Yeah, and cynicism hasn't reared its ugly head yet for kids.
That's right, except we do live in a world of snark now, and because of technology, I would say, and the internet and the availability of technology, I think kids are getting exposed to it a lot more. And I think you and I have discussed that there's a lot of snark in these multiplex films as well that really is meant for the parents, but the kids are exposed to it as well.
Yeah, and I'm not that comfortable with that idea. You know, it's like you should hold off being cynical as long as you possibly can, is the way I feel about it.
That's true. I think, you know, there's a difference between reality and cynicism.
Yeah.
Sometimes these days you have to pull them apart.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I believe that kids can be exposed to what's going on in the world at appropriate ages, but I think the attitude of adults should stay with adults as long as possible.
Yeah, and, you know, so many of us adults wish that we could recapture so much about the mindset of being a child.
Absolutely. I think that's why we as adults are still fascinated with animation, special effects, things of that sort.
Yeah.
But, you know, our films for the festival really use a lot of techniques in service of a story or a theme. So it's not just for the sake. So that's why we don't have gratuitous violence or things of that sort. And, you know, if violence occurs of any kind, and I say that with a small V, not a big V, it's in service to a story and it has a positive end to it.
There's a lot of just looking over the lineup you've got. There's a lot of trust in kids' ability to stay with a story in the way these are put together.
You mean by the way that it's
on the
curated?
Part of the filmmakers?
Oh,
the confidence in the kid that kids will get it.
Oh yeah, and what's great is that a lot of these filmmakers do short films.
Yeah.
And they've been able to pack a story and character into, you know, 5-10 minutes with a real arc in the storyline. So, yeah, I think, you know, these filmmakers, they don't speak down to the kids. You know, they as you say, they trust in the kids' ability to follow the story and actually to follow the message as well, because a lot of these films have a message inherent in the story.
One of the few encouraging things to me about the future is that kids are growing up with an understanding of the need to care for the environment in a way that earlier generations really didn't have.
Yeah, that's very true. I find that kids in elementary school already have projects that they're involved with that have to do with the environment or recycling, and it's become second nature where I may feel like I have to learn how to do, you know, my recycling and separate my bottles from my papers and this, that, and the other. But they've just, you know, started to embrace it and grow up with it. And they seem to have a real awareness of the need to love the planet.
Yeah, and they never knew any other world, which is also a pretty healthy thing.
I think they also are aware of the need to take care of the planet because of climate change and things of that sort. So I think there's an urgency as well.
And you have a day devoted to that, right?
Yes. Outreach College is doing something called a Sustainable Summer Day, which is part of a larger Sustainable Summer program. Mm-hmm. And during that day, when it's going to be open to families, and there are a lot of activities and things for families and exhibitors, booths, and hands-on activities. But during that time, I have a longer festival on that Sunday, which is devoted to the environment, our oceans, lands, and also the society of children in different countries, which has to do with sustainability on a human level, mm-hmm. with poverty or how kids earn a living to educate themselves in countries where maybe it's a little more difficult, and then a lot of fun programs about nature that are interactive. So I'm really actually very proud of this program, I have to say.
There's a lot of interactivity throughout. I mean, this mm-hmm. this one film where you're handing out megaphones to the kids.
Oh, Shimijiro and the Mother Tree.
Yeah.
It's a film from Japan, and it's actually a wonderful film. It combines puppets, animation, but each kid will get a cardboard flower megaphone,
uh-huh.
and the characters ask them to help them at different times. And because it's in Japanese and because it's for kids 4 to 18, we didn't want the little ones to feel left out if they can't read the subtitles. So I have two wonderful actors who are going to read the subtitles and act them out and get the kids involved. So it's going to be a really wonderful morning.
You can, if you're over 18, you can sneak in the back, right?
We have people in their 90s coming to our festival. It's nice and air-conditioned on a hot summer day.
I'm there.
Fun. Yeah. Come.
Thanks so much, Ann.
All righty, thank you.
Ann Brandman is the organizer of the UH Manoa Kids First Film Festival, presented by Outreach College. It's free, runs June 12th and 26th, and July 10th and 17th in the UH Manoa Art Auditorium. It's recommended for children and youth 2 to 18, recommended but not restricted to children and youth from 2 to 18. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Creature report! Orca families live in pods.
Check, check, check!
Orcas all have great big paws.
Check, check!
Orca families love it when they play.
Creature report!
Orcas all have lots to say.
Creature report!
Our mission.
Octonauts at ease.
Until the next adventure.
Summer travel season has started, which often means rising gas prices. But let's get a little perspective here.
There were not enough digits on the gas station pumps so that they actually, when the gas prices went above a dollar, they had to start pricing at the half gallon.
I'm Adrienne Hill. A look back at the energy crisis of the 1970s, next time on Marketplace from APM.
This evening at 6, following selected shorts.